about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
You know, I always feel a year older, don't you? And I didn't even party on New Year's. I mean, you know, we went out to dinner, and then we got home before the drunk drivers start to drive around. And then we saw the fireworks as we were driving home. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so the fireworks were exquisite. All the hotels were doing fireworks at the same time. But we don't go to the Strip because the Strip is always cornered off, you know, for New Year's because of safety reasons. And, you know, we were watching. It's funny because, you know, you watch the ball drop in New York. We missed that because we had dinner, of course, going out. But you watch all the people drunk, you know, enjoying New Year's Eve, and they're like, hey, oh, hey, and I'm like, oh my gosh, did I look that stupid when I used to drink 20 years ago? No, no, you look that stupid now when you drink one drink. But we had a good time. I hope you all had a great time New Year's. A little bit of New Year's news. Looks like we have the 10 most drunken cities. We'll talk about who, which city gets drunk, looks like the most. Although Fargo, North Dakota, good job, Fargo, sobers up and is off the drunken city list. I never thought Fargo would be on that list, but apparently they were in the past. They aren't on the list, so good job, Fargo. All right, AM 1100, the flag, I know is listening. You guys rock. There were twins, a few sets of twins born on New Year's. One born, you know, right before midnight. The other one born after midnight. I think one was C-section. They say they didn't plan it. And I think that's cool because if I was a twin, I'd want my separate birthday. I would hate having to do everything with your twin. I mean, I couldn't stand my brothers and sisters growing up. You know, even my kids. You know, like Mother's Day falls a few weeks before my birthday now. My birthday's in June. Mother's Day's actually almost a month before my birthday, but my kids think, well, because it's Mother's Day, they don't have to do anything for my birthday, you know, as if they remember Mother's Day on their own. So I kind of like having the separation. So that was kind of interesting. You had some twins born. I guess three sets of twins have separate birthdays because of the new year. That was pretty cool. Then, oh, you heard about that at a Marriott hotel? Like a Y2K type of thing happened. I don't know what you'd call it for 2012. Probably still like a Y2.1. K, I don't know what you call it, 0.01K maybe, where what happened is at the Denver Marriott, when the clock struck midnight, apparently there was some sort of a computer glitch where people couldn't get into their rooms. So hundreds of people were locked out of their rooms and just hanging out in the hallways till about 3 a.m. Some got into fights. Some people were vomiting. So it was kind of a mass chaos. So, and how do you do that? I mean, you can't leave your hotel room open. You always close it. So if you can't get in, you can't kick the door open either. That's bad. Let me see. Any other New Year's news? Oh, yeah, more birds died. Remember last year, a bunch of birds died. Hundreds of birds died in, was it Arkansas? And they thought maybe the fireworks hit them or something. A whole bunch of birds were found dead last year. Well, same thing. In BB, Arkansas, there was about 80 birds found dead. And they think it wasn't so much that the fireworks hit them, because they usually sleep. They don't fly around at night. They have poor night vision, so they really don't. But I guess maybe they got scared, confused, and fell. I don't know, but boy, I mean, you know, I love fireworks on New Year's, but, you know, dang, we kill a lot of game. All right, so unless maybe people that are illegally hunting are like, okay, hold on, ready, 3, 2, 1, now you can shoot. All right, well, anyway, may they rest in peace. A lot of birds died. Okay, hopefully, I know there were a few drunk driving accidents that hit the news. I don't want to talk about those. I'm going to try to keep it happy. But I think for the most part, you all did very, very well this New Year. So congratulations and Happy New Year. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In addition to talking about the 10 most drunkest cities, I want to talk about this new cell phone app that I guess you think you're getting a text, and it's actually taking a picture of you, and you could be naked. For those of you that, you know, are on the potty, right, when you're using your cell phone. So we need to talk about that because that's kind of scary. That's starting to surface. We're also going to talk about, oh, yes, the one who did the, you know, the Star Wars laser, it's not a laser tag, what was it, lightsaber. The one that was doing Darth Vader's lightsaber sword fighting scenes, and he also taught, you know, the guys in Lord of the Rings, Viggo Mortensen studied under him, Errol Flynn, he died. Bob Anderson's sword master died. That was some sad news. Gifted guy. We're going to talk a little bit about him. Also, we're going to talk about what we actually consume. Apparently, in Europe, an article is surfacing saying the average American consumes over 1 ton of food a year. 1 ton of food. We'll break it down to what that means. But we got a lot more to talk about today. But the most fascinating and interesting are your medical questions. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you could reach us on our email at drdahlia.com if you're shy. And please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Okay, real quickly here, because I'm sick of the caucuses. I'm so sick of hearing about the caucuses, but I know we got the Iowa caucus. So really quickly, okay? Iowa caucuses looks like neck and neck. A couple days ago, Romney, Paul, now Romney's ahead. Keep in mind, at least 40% of these people are undecided. They say the Occupy protesters are going to want to make some noise. It's going to be a big media show, right, for everybody involved. Just hopefully, you know, people are able to make it out in the cold and vote. Keep in mind, last Iowa caucus in 2008, Barack Obama won the Democratic, but I believe Mike Huckabee had won the Iowa caucus. All right. So, and I think John McCain came in fourth. So, and actually, you know, Joe Biden and Christopher Dodd dropped out of the race after the Iowa caucus. Yeah, Joe Biden did so poorly compared to Barack Obama. And then New Hampshire caucus a few days later, Hillary Clinton won, and then John McCain won. Yet the Michigan caucus a few days after that, Hillary Clinton won, Democrats, Mitt Romney had won the Republican side. So you see, the first three caucuses, again, still toss up here. We had Huckabee, McCain, Romney win. So there's a lot of caucuses. I can't even stand the word caucus, right? It sounds like carcass or caca. Cock-a-doodles. All right, so, you know, just keep in mind, it could go anyway, all right? We'll see. Just, you know your candidate, know everything the candidate stands for, okay? I know a lot of you are upset that I'm not a fan of Ron Paul, but I'm sorry, I'm not, all right? But know who your candidate is. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star Juice Extractors and Energy Star Hydraulic Juice Presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlusOne.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlusOne.com. VitalityPlusOne.com, your choice for finer health products since 1996.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so who were the top 10 quote-unquote drunkest cities? Who made this survey? Oh, the Center for Disease Prevention and Control. The CDC came up with this. Based on binge drinking, drinks consumed per month, and population data, Boston came in number one with 20% of their population binge drinking. Wow. 20%. Really? You know what? I was in Boston last December. Love the city. But I didn't see people getting drunk. Everybody was sober. They're saying a fifth of Bostonians, really? They dropped their R's, which is cool. Ka. I love how they dropped their R's. Okay, number two was Springfield, Massachusetts. Then came Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Let me see. Reno, Nevada came number four. Now, Reno beat Vegas. Vegas was number 14. Reno beat Las Vegas. I was shocked by that one. San Antonio came in number five. Chicago, Illinois, number six. Austin, Texas, number seven. St. Louis, number eight. San Diego, California. Well, after that, Chargers. Did you guys see that? Right, field kick that went to touchdown, that was amazing. So no wonder the Chargers, anyway, San Diego drinks. Tucson, Arizona came in number 10. Like I said, good for Fargo. All right, Fargo, North Dakota dropped off this list. Good boys. Very, very good boys. All right, so that was the list. That was, and it looks like the Daily Beast gets credit for this. The Daily Beast, right, basically got this information in conjunction with the Centers of Disease Control. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to some of your phone messages that you have. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello, Dr. Dolly. Hey, my name is Tom Ellison, and I just wanted to ask you about some questions about ED and what would be my best options. You know, maybe you could talk about it sometime on your show, and that way I could, you know, get some ideas what would be the best for me. Pills don't work. I've tried them.
Right. Right.
Okay, thank you, and I hope you had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you. Well, we had a great holiday, and thank you for your message. I appreciate it. We talk about erectile dysfunction a lot on the show because I think 60% of my listeners are men and not have erectile dysfunction, but have male parts. And then the other 40% of my listeners are female. See, my math is pretty good, isn't it? So yeah, we talk about this a lot. I love this subject. It's a great subject because, we put so much into these Viagras and Cialis and Levitras, you know, hoping that they would help us with things that happen either naturally with age or psychologically, etc. And no, it doesn't always work. And, you know, keep in mind, what exactly is erectile dysfunction? It's the inability, which is a huge, broad subject. I mean, this could encompass a variety of things. It's the inability to be able to maintain your erection or start the erection. Okay? A variety of things could do that. All right. It doesn't always have to be age. It doesn't always have to be testosterone. It doesn't always have to be lack of blood flow due to cardiovascular disease. You know, it could also be psychological, you know, very psychological. And I know it's very difficult because many of you listen, you know, while your wife's sitting next to you, and I'm a wife, but I mean, I'm going to call it like it is. I think, you know, if my husband ever starts to have that problem, I don't really think it's his cholesterol or his blood sugar. I mean, face it, I don't look the way I did when we got married. You know, I don't break out the razor and shave my legs, you know. My toenails are getting thicker. My moo-moos are becoming less and less attractive. My breasts aren't above the waist. I mean, you know, think, okay, well, you know, you guys get the point. I don't, you know, and I nag. And I'm not saying it's a woman's fault by no means, but if a doctor isn't really honest with the patient's not honest with their medical provider, then just throwing a patient Viagra or Cialis or Levitra is not doing them any service. Okay, sometimes you really need to break it down. You really need to dissect what's going on. And I think there are a lot of issues psychologically. I think probably a huge amount of erectile dysfunction issues is psychological. You know, I mean, you know, think about it. You know, guys, when you were able to have sex when you were younger with your lady, you know, or whoever your partner was, you know, it could be at a drop of the hat. It could be, you know, in the middle of a, you know, you could be in the Mile High Club. You know, now, you know, many times your partner, it's kind of like, you know, well, now I have to now let me do this. Well, no, I can only be in this position. I mean, it is. And a lot of times that turns, you know, you off. You know, one thing that a lot of people forget about, even women who have lost a sex drive, is sometimes it's not that you don't get into the mood and you aren't able to have an erection. It's you get turned off quicker. We forget that. You know, sometimes it's the glass is half full or the glass is half empty. Okay, you could be fine. You could get the blood flow. You could be doing good. And then you get turned off. That's very, I mean, you know, think about it, right? When you were in your younger years, you couldn't care less if a fire truck drove through the house. Now, you know, it's like, oh, the phone rang. Oh, wait, you know, I hear the baby. Oh, you know what? Did you pay the power bill? You know, and then everything stops, right? You know, and I can't tell you how many partners say, look, if my wife doesn't talk, I'm good. I know that, and I'm not siding with them. I don't want my ladies upset with me, okay? Look, you know, we ladies, we bond. But I have to say what patients tell me. Some of my guys, they go, look, she can't talk. If she talks, it's all over. Yeah, why are you? Nah, that's the wrong orifice. Of course you're going to get turned off. I mean, you know, so the key to that is there's got to be a lot of communication. There has to be. And you have to be able to talk to your wife and say, you know, look, I need you to be quiet. Why are you fantasizing about that Pamela Lee lady? No, you know, maybe you don't have to fully disclose everything you're thinking. But, if you're getting turned off, pills aren't going to help with that. Okay? Now remember, people always go, okay, well, how does Viagra work? Well, we've talked about this. We've gone into it in full detail, so I won't go into it too much. But basically, how these medicines work is you have a natural mechanism where nitric oxide causes your muscles to relax in the penis. Then you get that increased blood flow once you have stimulation or just you think about something and, you know, however it happens, and it happens. Now, unfortunately, though, there's this PGE cycle that causes, well, because the blood has to go back. I mean, eventually, your erection has to go away. Otherwise, you know, it's hard to walk to work and stuff, you know, ride a horse. So what the Viagra does is it inhibits the phospho or the PGE. I don't pronounce it as well. All right, so it inhibits the cascade to allow blood to stay there longer. That's really how these medicines work. Of course, you have to be careful because if you take nitrates, if you take blood thinners, have heart issues, that could be a problem. But what it does is it stops a feedback mechanism. And that's really how it works. So if you don't really have a problem so much with flow, then that's only one small part of it. You know, a lot of doctors were busy. You know, we do your physical. We need to get on to the next patient. And then the patient goes, you know what, I'm having this. And you're like, you know what, I'll just check your testosterone. Okay, well, that's a nice, quick, easy thing to do. And I think a lot of men have low testosterone. I'd recommend anybody over 40 get the testosterone checked. Everyone over 40, I think it's a great idea. All right? But that's not always the case, too. But that could be an issue. Now, when we did talk about cardiac issues, remember, I did a show about 6 months ago or 9 months ago where I was talking about how, look, if you do have erectile dysfunction and you do have high blood pressure or high cholesterol, if the arteries of the penis, which are smaller, I know some of you guys, I know, but look, the penile arteries are smaller than the coronary arteries in your heart and the carotid arteries going up to the brain. That could be a sign that you have coronary artery disease or carotid. So you need to get your heart checked. And if you have erectile dysfunction, you have to get your heart checked. But there are other things you could do. There's, if you're low on testosterone replacement, the urologists, they have tons of different things. There's penile implants. There's, penis pumps. There's, acupuncture. There's acupuncture. I mean, sometimes they use, I think there's like an herbal Viagra, but I can't recommend that because we don't know much about it. Again, we don't know if it's going to mix with other medicines, but there's, yes, acupuncture. Look, I would sit down, talk to the urologist and see what you could do. But again, it all comes to why is it happening? Right. If you think you would be able to do fine with a Pamela Lee Anderson or someone you're attracted to, but you're having the problem only with the wife. All right. The pills can only do so much. But I'm very glad we got this phone message, because I know a lot of you are very frustrated. You think, well, if the medicine doesn't work, I'm done. No, you shouldn't be done. I can't tell you how many 40-year-old men. I have 30-year-old men. Where they're having problems. And I mean, life is too short for you to have problems, especially if you have a partner that wants to have sex with you. Many of you out there, your partner doesn't want to have sex with you. So for those of you that really want to be able to enjoy, you know, what your partner wants to enjoy, yeah, but you got to sit down with your doctor. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Philadelphiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter. Hope you all are having an amazing New Year. All right, so the average American consumes 1 ton of food a week while equating a gallon of soda a week. Oh, I'm sorry, 1 ton of food a year. 1 ton of food a year and a gallon of soda a week. They say the average American consumes this much from a government data report. All right. They say 1,966.3 pounds is eaten of dairy products, vegetables, fruits. Okay. Let's break this down. Cheese consists of 31 pounds, 23 pounds of pizza, 140, this is per year, 142 pounds of caloric sweeteners. That's how much, right? All right, let me see here. They say, I thought I said something like 23 pounds of French fries. I'm surprised. That kind of sounds small. So we're taking a look at that. 273 pounds of fruit. Coffee, cocoa, and nuts, 24 pounds a year. Vegetables, 415 pounds a year. But 415, that's only a quarter. Okay, we should be able to do better than that. Pizza, 23 pounds. Ice cream, 24 pounds. I wonder if ice cream melts if it's the same. Soda, 53 gallons. And then mostly we average 2,700 calories a day. They say non-cheese dairy products, 600 pounds a year. Wow. They say the average male is 5 feet 9 inches, weighing 190 pounds. The average female is 5'4", 164 pounds. And they say that the average American or European doesn't think they're fat when they are. All right, so what are we supposed to do with this? Well, it's New Year's. All right, it's New Year's. I promise I will not talk about New Year's resolutions. I hate talking about New Year's resolutions. I can't stand New Year's resolutions, so I'm with you on that one. Can't stand it, hate it, hate it, hate it. However, what I also can't stand is trying to lose weight and it not sticking. You know, I am so frustrated, so frustrated. I mean, I know what to do. I exercise, I know what to eat, etc. But as you age, you just get chunkier. It's like, you know, love handles. Where the hell did those come from? I started getting love handles in my late 30s. I'm like, really? No. What's this? No. You know, and it's like, what's going on here? So, honestly, you really need to be persistent with this. And you're going to see a whole bunch of Weight Watchers commercials. And you're going to see all these weight commercials now. I am a huge fan of Weight Watchers. I always get asked this. Who do I like the best? Jenny Craig, Weight Watchers, etc. They're all good, but, my Weight Watcher patients, they seem to do better in terms of not, they're able to go to a restaurant and still be able to follow. You know, Weight Watchers, they give you this point system. So it's a lot easier to do without purchasing the food. Yes, I think there's Weight Watcher food you could purchase, but it's a little easier for people that can't buy the Nutrisystem food or the Jenny Craig food. But honestly, I've had patients, they've lost weight on everything. They have. They've lost weight on everything. So, okay. But I think a big mistake a lot of us do as Americans is we skip breakfast. It's at the point now where whenever I see a patient who's obese, I'm like, do you eat breakfast? And the majority of them say no. You have to eat breakfast, but you don't have to eat a super big breakfast. All right. There was a study saying, you know, it's the bigger the breakfast, it's not going to be the skinnier you're going to be. All right. I mean, because you're going to still be consuming too many calories, but you have to have a good breakfast. Protein, wheat, fiber. Make sure it's a good breakfast. Okay. You also have to check your weight. This, I'm not going to look, I'm going to keep my head in the sand. Not going to work. All right. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm trying to, you know, preach about how to lose the weight now that we're into the new year. But honestly, you got to check your weight weekly. Exercise, we've talked about this, an hour a day. An hour a day. Now, if you're active at work and you're gaining weight, that's because your body's getting used to that activity. If your body's getting used to that activity, there's not a lot you could do. I mean, I know it's frustrating. It's extremely frustrating. But what happens is whenever we work out, and we work out with the trainer, we work out in the gym, we always have to switch that workout up. Because after a while, the muscles get used to it. You get used to it. Because remember, your body, it doesn't care about, you know, oh, okay, how are you going to fit into the bikini? It cares about survival. So if the body notices that you run, use certain muscle groups, it's going to make sure it maintains what it needs for you to burn that off. Right, which is why a lot of us, we plateau after a while. Well, there's a lot of reasons for plateau. I've talked about this before. Okay, if you lose weight quickly, right, like let's say you have, I've talked about this many times, let's say you get the stomach flu. So you lose a whole bunch of weight quickly, then you start feeling better, you're like, wow, look at me, I'm skinnier, and then boom, you gain it all back. Everyone's like, well, it's water weight. It's not entirely water weight. This happens if you crash diet also. Your body, whenever you lose weight quickly, it either has two options. One is reset everything, all the mathematical equations, your liver metabolism, your glomerular filtration rate. I mean, everything. It could reassess everything for that new weight, or it could just go right back up to the spot where you started. If you notice, whenever you do start recovering from the stomach flu, you go right back, boom, right back up to that set point. You know, and most of you do when you go through your diets. So the reason why you need the plateau is a plateau is your body recalculating and letting your new set point kick in. So that's why it's so important to have that plateau. It's also important to lose weight slower. The slower you lose the weight, the less your body's in shock. Because if you go into starvation mode, you know, 500 calories a day or whatnot, your body's like, okay, wait a second, I got to kick in survival mode. So, yes, absolutely, your metabolism can slow down. It has to be, there has to be some rhyme or reason to it. There has to be a little bit of predictability, but you have to just tweak it such that you're burning a little bit more each day and you're cutting back a little bit more on calories each day. And those seem to be the most successful diets. But, of course, you also need to sit less. I mean, if you love TV, if you love movies, well, then you need to be exercising while you're watching TV. You need to maybe do stomach crunches, tushy crunches, arm circles, stretches, but make sure you're moving, because when you're inactive, that's when, you know, you settle in the fat. You got to watch your calories. The reason why Weight Watchers works, and again, they're not a sponsor. I don't mean to do a commercial for them, but I have to be honest. I notice it works with my patients is because, again, they come up with this point system. We all are smart. We know calories in does not equal calories out. We've seen it too many times, right? We'll calculate how many calories we burned on our treadmill and walking and our pedometer, and we'll eat X amount, and we're like, wait a second, this doesn't work. However, yeah, you do need to make sure you're not going over a certain amount of calories. That's exactly why Weight Watchers comes up with this point system, because a point system is easier to count than calories. So if you don't go over a certain amount of points, you end up then being able to kind of keep track of where you are. So I think it's important. But the problem many of us make is, like, right now we're in January, okay? Right? We just had the New Year's. What are we doing? We're going, okay, I'm going to lose 50 pounds. I'm going to lose 60 pounds. I'm going to lose 20 pounds. No. Set little goals. Say, I'm going to lose 5 pounds by the end of January. If I lose more, bonus, great. But I'm going to lose 5 pounds. Okay, set mini goals. Because what's going to happen is you're going to start to diet, and you'll actually possibly gain weight. Has that happened to any of you guys, where you actually start gaining weight on your diet? So you go, well, to hell with this, I'm not going to diet. No. Just, you know, don't even look at the scale once or twice a week, maybe just once a week or every 2 weeks, all right? But I would do little mini goals, baby steps. That always seems to work well, okay? And then just be prepared for that plateau. Nobody teaches us about the plateau and why we plateau. Nobody teaches us. And that's crucial. You need the plateau. So what happens? People get into a plateau. They're like, well, I haven't lost weight in like 7 weeks. To heck with this. No, not to heck with this, because what's going to happen is you're going to have another big leap. It may be months later, but that plateau is crucial. So you have to keep it up. And they don't teach us. They don't warn us. Every one of us that has been in a plateau, it's been so frustrating. We just want to, I can't stand the plateaus either, but you need it, and we need to be educated on that, and they don't. When they teach us to lose weight in school and they talk about it on TV, they're like, all right, you know, they don't tell you, look, you're going to probably plateau for a good few months. All right, but it doesn't matter. Keep it up and gain that muscle. Keep working out. So don't quit. That's the biggie. All right, guys, don't go away. We're going to be back with more Dr. Dolly at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss and the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldway.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Show Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. You know, I'm still working on that Alaskan cruise commercial. You know, we're going on our cruise to Alaska, and the other one I know was annoying. You know, this one's going to be annoying too, people. I'm sorry. It is, you know, but I got to tell you what's so much fun is the whole, kind of engineering aspect and the editing. You know, for those of you that have ever kind of edited sound clips, there is nothing more satisfying, right, than talking for 40 seconds and being able to edit down to a nice 30-second commercial. I mean, I feel like I've created something. And when you listen to yourself, if you ever listen to yourself, you know, when you breathe, you know, like, you know, in between your words, I hope I don't sound like that on the radio normally. Do I sound like that? And so, the Viagra, and, oh, that would be horrible. That's why I don't smoke. Can you imagine me with COPD doing the show? That's got to be horrible for you guys. So, it's fun. I love that. So, all right, don't forget. Okay, you guys are very lucky. You don't have to listen to the cruise commercial tonight. Very lucky. Very, very lucky. All right, but please keep in mind, you got to start planning your summer. Okay, well, I don't know if this family's going to go away anytime soon. Did you hear about this family of six? Oh, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah, that's me. All right, family of six attempted to fly on only three tickets. They tried to squeeze six people into three seats. Now, in their defense, you know, they did have two 20-month-old twins and an 8-month-old baby. But what they did is each parent bought a ticket, and they bought a ticket for the 3-year-old son. And, you know, remember, if the baby is under two, it could be a lap child. So mom could have a lap child. Dad could have a lap child, so they wanted to do the third lap child on the 3-year-old kid. Now, even though somehow they got through, who is this people? It's the Fix family who were flying on a U.S. Airway flight from Charlotte in North Dakota to Chicago to visit grandparents over Christmas. Now, they're all mad. Everybody's mad at U.S. Airway because they said no dice. No, no, you can't do that. There's safety issues. All right? And they're like, well, what are you talking about? Lap child. If the child didn't do it, it's a lap child. But the problem is there wasn't enough oxygen masks. Okay, you can't have a row of three seats, okay, with not, I mean, there's like one oxygen mask per row, but I think they may have some extra. I don't know. But no, you can't have six people in one row. So now everybody's mad. You know, they had to leave. They said, well, wait a second. You know, at first we were able to get on because the lady at the ticket counter said it was good, but the flight attendant was like, no, not happening. So anyway, U.S. Airway did refund the family's tickets. But and they said, look, we wouldn't have had a problem if any of them were in a car seat, but you got to purchase the seats. You can't have six people in three. I agree with that. You know, we didn't fly that much because we couldn't afford to when I first had the kids and we didn't want to. But I got to tell you, that lap child thing, it's not as great as it sounds. It really isn't, because the kid, you know, my kids used to leak. You know, the diapers. All right, diapers are better now, but you know, the diapers, especially when they got a huge bladder, it leaks. So one, you're getting peed on. You know, you always pack extra clothes for your kids, so I got to pack clothes for me because they pee on my lap. You know, second, if I wanted to go to sleep, I couldn't because he was on my lap. Third, how do you eat? Right? How do you drink something? I know they don't feed you much, but it was miserable having my kids as a lap child. I hate it, but I wasn't going to spend a whole another $400 for another ticket. You know, then my kid turns 10, you know, and he weighs 90 pounds when he turned 10. I'm like, lap child. They're like, no, doesn't fly. My kids now, my kids are 11 and 9. The 11-year-old's turning 12, and we were so mad because we went to a buffet, and they asked how old my kid was. And I usually don't have to lie. And I wasn't thinking because it was like one of these like brunch buffets. So it was like $20 a person or something. And I go, he's 11. I didn't lie. I said the truth. And they go, aw, if he was 10 and under, kids are half price. I'm like, duh, I was livid. I'm like, I shouldn't have lied. We've all done it. We've all done it, right? You know, like movie theater, you know. But the problem is my kid, he's almost 12. And, I mean, he's a big kid. So even when I say he's 11, they don't believe me. But, like, he's almost as tall as you. I go, I know, he's a big kid. He drank his milk. All right. Well, speaking about parents, all right, did you guys hear about this Arizona couple that wrapped their children up in duct tape and then they posted the pictures of them online? They thought they were funny. So anyway, how old were these kids? A 2-year-old and a 10-month-old were bound with duct tape around their wrists and their ankles, and the mouths were also taped shut. Okay, now even though the parents said it was a joke, they said when you looked at these pictures, the kids had fear. You know, and remember, a lot of these kids, they can't breathe out of their nose. They feel very uncomfortable trying to breathe out of their nose. So having their mouth duct tape, that's torture. to them. So the parents thought they were all funny. They posted on Facebook. Luckily, one of the, I guess, the mom's friends secretly called Child Protective Services. Though it's not a secret anymore because we know it's one of her friends. And Child Protective Services now have arrested them. They are each charged with 2 counts of child abuse. You know, you just wonder, what are these parents thinking? I mean, I know kids do stupid things, but really, duct tape? My kids never bothered me to the point where I wanted them to duct tape. I have told them to shut up, and I have added some choice words while telling them. I never thought it was appropriate to say shut up. I don't think it's appropriate to say shut up as a kid, but I am going to be honest. If I really get to the point where I'm mad, the maddest I ever get is telling them to shut up. You know, shut the heck up, because they fight over stupid stuff, and they get louder just to get my attention, because one wants me to take sides with the other. You know how it is when the kids fight, and it drives me crazy. They fight over the stupidest stuff. Mom, his underwear's on backwards, and he's making me see his butt. Mom, and I'm like, okay, come on, you got to put your underwear on the right way. But I need to fart, and I don't want to make a hole in my underwear. Mom, this is what I have to live with. You see, Mom, leave me alone. My butt is none of your business. Okay, if this is what I go through all the time. I mean, thank God the kids are going back to school this week. Thank God. We can't live with it. Yeah, it's funny, too. You know, you gave birth to these kids, right? Or your mom or dad gave birth to you, and you can't live with them. I couldn't live with my mom. I could barely live with my kids. You know, I mean, my husband and I live together because, you know, we hardly see each other. We get along really good. Also, we agree on politics, so that's easy. Imagine if we didn't agree on politics. Oh, that would be a very, very tough. Who'd he be sleeping on the couch? But, you know, it just blows my mind. I mean, my kids, if they were my roommates in college, I would have kicked them out. I mean, they're messy. There's skid marks. They don't open the window after the bathroom. The seat's up. I mean, it's miserable. They eat what I want to eat. They leave the milk out. I couldn't live with them. I could barely live with them now. You know, I always wondered, how do parents do it when their kids turn 18? Does the mom really stand out there and cry like Toy Story? Remember Toy Story 3? The mom was out there crying. I started crying when I watched that movie. I'm like, oh my God, my baby. Yeah, baby. But this kid put the seat down. I mean, this kid wore his underwear the right way. I mean, my kids, maybe I'll be like, see ya. I don't know. I don't know how I'll feel. You always worry as a parent, you know, how you're going to feel when your kids move out. But I really think, especially after Christmas break, I am really ready to tell them, see ya. I love them, though. You know what? I'll miss them. They'll go to school one day, and then I'll miss them. But it's amazing how, you know, and it's interesting. A story came out today saying there's a lot of sandwich caretakers. A lot of you know what this means. Sandwich caretaker. You're taking care of your kids, but you're also taking care of your mom or dad. And you have these conflicting personalities, and everybody's getting on their nerves. But that's what we do. You got to take care of everything. You got to still raise kids, and now you got to take care of your parents. So the sandwich caregivers is probably one of the biggest groups that is growing right now. I don't know how you guys do it. Just hang in there. Hang in there. Okay. Darn, I wasn't able to get to the story. There's this horrible smartphone app that now you can't hear the shutter noise when there's a picture. They're called silent apps. And what happens is while you're innocently looking at an email or text message, it photographs. There's a way for this to photograph. I'm not sure. I'm not a tech person, but all I know is many of us, we get out of the shower and we check our phone. Or while we're sitting on the toilet, just, I guess, be careful. They say Japanese academics have called for regulation of silent photography applications, saying they are being used for crimes. All right, we'll talk about this more in the next hour, but oh my gosh, just don't be using your phone on the potty. All right, guys, if this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, you all stay on board for more Dr. Dahlia. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.